Hello, it's Monday, January the 11th, and I trust that you are well. And if you've recently returned to church, particularly for the 8:30 mask required service, welcome back. And for the rest of you who are still at home, we will get through this season eventually, and trust that you will know God's sustaining grace just every day. We're in Psalm 119. It's a long psalm, the longest psalm in the Psalter. And as we've been saying, it's based on an acrostic, 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So there are 22 stanzas. And each stanza, the line of each stanza begins with a certain Hebrew letter, and this today's is Lamed. This isn't entirely correct, but it would be like the L in our alphabet. So this is verses 89 through 96. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. And then it moves on from there to God's law. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. So this is a psalm about certainties, and what is certain is the creation, existence, matter. Of course, in the worldview of the psalmist, that God has created the existence that we know. So that is certain. But the other thing is certain is God's word, God's law, God's testimonies, God's precepts, the Bible, God's revealed word. So you've got creation, general revelation, if you like, and special revelation, God's word. And these are the two certainties in life. The psalm ends in verse 96 with what looks like almost a summary of the book of Ecclesiastes. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. You can't find perfection. You can't find satisfaction in this world, not in your work, not in your play, not in your relationships. I mean, all of them come tumbling down, and at the end of the day, often disappointing. But one thing that remains the same, it is God's commandments, God's word, God's testimony. So certainty in the midst of affliction, verse 92, I would have perished in my affliction. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on in our lives, and sometimes it is best that we don't. God alone is in charge, and God alone knows everything. But two things we can be certain of: our existence, God's creation, and God's word. So that's Lamed. We'll see you again tomorrow.